Listening Library presents The Sands of Time, A Hermuck's Tantamak Adventure by Michael Hoy. Read for you by Campbell Scott. Chapter 1. Dewdrop Inn. What a beautiful morning for watchmaking, thought Hermuck's Tantamak as he unlocked the door to his shop. There was something delicious in the air. He wrinkled his nose and sniffed. His whiskers twitched. He took a deep breath. Ripe apples, he said. Now that's a nice smell. He sniffed again. Hermux was a mouse who appreciated a good meal. A nice, plump red apple might be just the thing for lunch, with a thick slice of cheddar cheese and a crusty piece of bread. What a pleasant thought. He raised the shade and switched on the lights. He put a sign out on the front counter that said, I'm back in the workshop. Please ring the bell. He took off his emerald green woolly coat with the bumblebee buttons and hung it on a hook. Then he rolled up his sleeves and went to work. Hermux got Clinton Uger's big pocket watch down from the workshelf. All it needed was a good cleaning. He fitted his magnifying loop to his right eye and opened the heavy gold case. First he removed the winding stem. Then he inserted a tiny pair of tweezers to release the mainspring, which, as everyone knows, is the very most ticklish part of watchmaking. That's when someone slapped him on the back. Tantamak! A shrill voice boomed in his ear. Clinton Uger's main spring sprang from his watch, skittered across the workbench, ricocheted off the tool rack, and disappeared onto the floor. Say, you're not Tantamak.
I am too, said Hermux.
Tantamak is older. He's my age.
Hermux rubbed his eyes.